The Syrian army has made more achievements against foreign-backed terrorists in the country's west. The government troops managed to clear several towns and villages of the countryside of Hama. The Syrian Air Force also inflicted heavy losses on terrorists in the region. Elsewhere, the army regained control of the town of Qunetra countryside. Fighter jets also pounded positions of Jaish al-Islam terrorists in the city of Douma near Damascus. Government forces targeted terrorist positions in several neighborhoods across the southern province of Daraa as well. The new gains came on the heels of the Syrian army's advancements in Homs, Latakia, and Aleppo. Let's get an update from our correspondent, Ala Ibrahim, who joins us live to tell us a bit more about the situation in Damascus. Ala, over to you.
Well, the situation has been developing in the past few hours in favor of the Syrian army and its allies in the southern parts of the country after the Syrian army announced full control over the city of Sheikh Maskin to the south of the country in Daraa province, and after announcing yesterday that it managed to take the base of the 82nd Armed Brigade of the Syrian army that was taken by foreign-backed insurgents sometime towards the middle of 2015. The army managed to regain that base. Yesterday evening, insurgents posted on social media that they are getting ready to launch a counterattack to take the base from the Syrian army. But it seems that this attack has failed and the army is maintaining control over this strategic base in the southern regions of the country. As you said in the introduction, the army also made gains in Latakia province in the coastal area, where it aims at sealing off the borders with Turkey between Latakia province and Turkey, and also in the southern countryside of Aleppo, where the Syrian army and its allies are making substantial gains in the past 2 months, which will enable the Syrian army and its allies at some point to reopen the international highway that supplies Aleppo city.
Right now, Ala, obviously all these gains are also coming at a time when we did see footage of those local ceasefires and truces that the Syrian army is conducting with certain militant groups. Tell us a bit more about that and how conducive it can be in being able to come up with a more lasting solution for Syria.
First of all, the policy of the Syrian government that they have always announced that they are willing to negotiate with any Syrians inside Syria, even those who are bearing arms, in order to reach a political settlement for the crisis in the country. And the general notion here in Syria that when the foreign elements can be eliminated out of the equation, Syrians can find a mutual ground and reach a ceasefire and a settlement to end fighting in certain areas of the country. Based on this policy, there has been a number of examples and attempts to reach local ceasefires that the Syrian government calls reconciliation agreements. And some of these agreements were successful, others were less successful, or they have failed completely. But the last example we are seeing is the example where there has been an exchange in the evacuation of civilians from the towns of Fua'a and Kifleya in northern Syria, which have been completely besieged by insurgents since March 2015. And the evacuation of wounded militants from the city of Zabadan near the borders with Lebanon. This particular ceasefire has been dictated by the very difficult situation of the civilian population in the towns of Fua'a and Kifleya, which actually convinced the Syrian government to stop its offensive, which was making very good gains in the city of Zabadani, in exchange for the safety of a large number of civilians in Fua'a and Kifleya. But the first steps of the agreement that was implemented in the past 48 hours showed that there could be hope, and maybe if there is more attempts to eliminate the foreign fighters or take out the element of the foreign fighters out of the city of Zabadani, then there could be a comprehensive settlement for the city of Zabadani and Fua'a and Kifleya completely. We should mention, for example, that attack on Fua'a and Kifleya is commanded by one of the most infamous commanders of Al-Qaeda in Syria, Nusrat Fateh. His name is Abdullah, one of the commanders of the Conquest Army or Jaish al-Fatah. So the policy of the Syrian government goes back to the But they believe that with the absence of foreign intervention in the Syrian situation, the political settlement and the political ceasefire could be reached between the Syrian parties.
Okay, that's Press News Ala Ibrahim reporting via Skype from Damascus. Ala, thanks very much indeed.